personally, I'm happy with how I'm playing. As always, you know, there's always room for improvement, not just for me, for all the other lads in the team. But as a team as well, we're doing well. We're picking up good results. And it's good, you know, we're really pushing on there. And we're near the top. And that's where we need to stay. It's been a tough few years, you know, at Blackburn. And I'm sure the fans want to get back in the Premier League. And so do the rest of the lads in the team, the gaffer, the coaches. That's why we're all doing the right things and heading in the right direction.
You've experienced a fair bit in just short of 2 years here, haven't you? So what happened before then? There was a lot going on. From what you've seen, though, is this the most settled it's been? Is it the happiest dressing room it's been since you've been a part of it?
Most definitely. It's a really good atmosphere now. You know, everyone seems to get on. There's a good bond between players and staff and managers and coaches. You know, joining, you know, 2 years ago and such a big club, and, you know, we end the season and we're fighting relegation, and it's been a big turnaround. And, you know, obviously compliments to the gaffer for that, for the players he's brought in. He's brought in good players, players that are hungry to play. There's players, you know, that give their all day in, day out, and, you know, that's what you need nowadays. It's not about having half-hearted players, you know, because you're not going to win promotion with them.
Because people do think in football that everyone's mates, everyone gets on, the dressing room's always great, but in reality, it's not, is it?
No, not at all. You find 10 people do get on, but dressing rooms can be a bit awkward at times, you know, with players not playing, they're not having the same kind of, not that they've got bad attitudes, but it just takes you to a different place. You know, you think you should be playing, you're not, gaffer's not put you, you've been dropped. There's a lot of things that come along with it, but, you know, people don't see that. You just see that, you know, footballers are earning good money, playing 90 minutes a week, you know, kind of big deal. But there's a lot more to it. And I think with the players we've got now, everyone shows a good attitude and, you know, everyone supports each other, whether they're playing or not.
The manager talks about the midfield a lot in his team, yourself and Corey Evans and Jason Lowe before he picked up the injury, and said a lot of the plaudits will go to Rudy and Jordan and the wide players and the goalkeeper. But the lads who work in the middle of the park and run and cover the mileage sometimes don't get the plaudits. Do you mind not getting the plaudits all the time?
I don't mind at all. You know, we all know it's a team event. When you break it all down, you know, it's a team effort. But, you know, Rhodesy and Rudy, they're there. They put the goals in. But at the end of the season, we all look for the same thing. We all want promotion. And, I mean, you can't get that on your own.
I remember seeing you in League One with Sheffield United a few times and you were flying, scoring goals left, right and centre. I bet you'd love one at the moment, wouldn't you?
Are you talking to me? Scoring goals? Of course I would. But I do want to score. I'd want to score every game if I could. But, you know, if I'm not scoring and the team are winning, so be it. It's just one of them things. Some seasons I'll score, some seasons I won't. But just as long as the team's doing well, I'm happy.
You take as much pleasure from that break at Nottingham Forest and the cross for Rudy's goal than you would scoring, wouldn't you?
Exactly. It's highs and lows in football. Like you said, at Sheffield, I scored 13 or 14 goals in a season. I'm yet to score here. But, you know, I think my style of plays change. I'm more defensive minded here, which I haven't got a problem with. You know, I do what's right, and if that's why the gaffer wants me to play, then so be it. It's fine.
And when you're playing regularly like you are doing, I suppose the fitness just comes with it, doesn't it? Because the role that you're asked to do, a lot of the times you'll go in against three in midfield, won't you, if you're playing two up front and you've got three of them to contend with?
Yeah, that's it. I think it's a tough one, really. When I won't say a game's won and lost through the midfield, but it is hard playing against the three, and you know, three against the two, it seems easier. But some games we go with two, some games we go with three. But, you know, the gaffer makes the right decisions, and we cover a lot of ground. We do cover a lot of ground, but it's something we can do. And the more games we play, the fitter we get. So it's not a big deal. You know, gaffer's got a big enough squad that he can rotate and rest people if needed.
It's the first time I've interviewed you since your first day at Preston North End. That feels ages ago, doesn't it?
That is a long while ago, but I normally try and hide from you, but I don't mind. You got me today, you caught me today. The next one will probably be in a few years' time now. So,
on the pitch at Wembley after a playoff final, eh?
Hopefully. Or in the dressing room after the last game of the season. It'll be better, when it automatic promotion. But now, on a serious note, I think we are doing well, and we can still improve. You know, there's no easy games in this league, and, you know, we are going from strength to strength, and a bit of consistency and us putting a run together, you know, and hopefully come May we'll be promoted.